Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Well, hello and welcome to our weekly installment of Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age. Today, we wrap up our discussions on the second of our six R's of midlife renewal, and that's planning for retirement. Okay, so you're only 45 and don't plan to retire for 20 to 25 years. Well, it still makes sense now to begin visualizing your active and stress-free retirement on your own terms. It's never too soon. You recall our past two programs, we've had four wonderful guests who suggested new and different, but entirely sound financial instruments and strategies to finance retirement on your own terms. For God's sake, whatever else you accomplish over the rest of your career, take steps beginning now to ensure that you don't outlive your assets. After retirement, should you wish to pursue a second career, using your talents and having fun, either full-time or part-time, more power to you. Go for it. That's my own experience. I sold my insurance brokerage at the end of 2010 and so-called retired. But I'm working longer hours now, producing and hosting this program, blogging and promoting my books, coaching, and public speaking. I love every minute of it, too, and I wouldn't trade with anyone else in the whole world. I want a similar joyful and productive retirement for you. For certain, I don't want you flipping burgers or standing out in the freezing cold as a school crossing guard at age 78, to earn money to pay your bills. No one wants to unretire simply to afford the basics of living. If you missed our February 4th and February 11th programs, you can go back and listen at any time at your convenience. And that's the beauty of internet radio. Well, let's assume that you are presently prepared or you're well on your way to financing a long and secure retirement. You have a risk management strategy in place to cover any unanticipated health care emergencies or a probable long-term health care need, which most of us will have at some point over the years. If so, congratulations, but I have one more basic question for you. Ask yourself, how do I plan to spend the 2,000-plus hours per year that I formerly dedicated to my vocation? I trust by now that you agree with the assertion that I've been hammering at you ever since this program went live on the internet last May. As a wonderfully created, mature man or woman of character and integrity, you are defined by far more than your present job description or your career. Think about this. When you wake up on the morning after your last day on the job, you no longer will be defined by your job title, Senior Vice President Finance, XYZ Corporation, District Sales Manager, Colossal Life Insurance. How about Head Nurse, Pediatrics Wing, St. Aloysius Hospital, or Sergeant, Anytown, USA, Police Department? Never forget, in the end, it matters not how someone else defines you, but rather how you define and value yourself. When you retire, will you think of yourself as over the hill, believing that your life somehow no longer matters or that you can no longer make a difference? Worse yet, will you retire without a clue of how best to dedicate and fill your idle hours? I know you probably have saved up a few hot projects for your immediately after your retirement, maybe travel plans, hobbies, or recreational activities that you're eager to pursue. But how about the long term, when the new wears off? We're talking about a potential of 25 to 30 or more years to fill, hopefully most of them in good health and sound mind. All too soon, will you become bored with life and then spend the bulk of your daytime hours sitting in front of TV, rocking idly back and forth on the porch, complaining about every which thing, or arguing with your spouse? Sadly, many retirees become frustrated, bitter, and down in the dumps because they have failed in advance to plan for and visualize joyful, productive post-retirement years. Have you begun to think about some of the ambitious yet realistic retirement goals that you want to accomplish? Even with complete financial security, there remains the danger you will rapidly lose focus, pride of accomplishment, self-confidence, and your former sense of well-being. But please don't let that happen to you. Worse yet, disgruntled retirees often take their personal frustration and boredom out on the spouse and on family members, creating a whole chain of misery. More than one spouse has been overheard to lament, "I just wish Jim or Jan would go back to work, anything to get him or her out of my hair." Are you prepared to spend 30 or 40 or more additional hours per week in close face-to-face contact with your spouse? Will you make life easier and more pleasurable for your spouse, or will you make it more difficult and stressful for him or her? Can the two of you agree upon a retirement game plan that will allow you to spend joy-filled retirement years together? Are the two of you in sync? Here's an idea for you to contemplate. Why not approach retirement in the same manner you would anticipate and plan for a radical career transition? Whatever your current age, you should begin now to think about transitioning to a joyful, productive, and prosperous retirement when the time comes. Properly financed, planning a dream retirement should be far easier and more pleasant than locating and then getting hired for that ideal next job or starting up and launching that successful new business. Once retired, never again will you need to locate someone else, be they customers, clients, or a new boss, to pay you to have a good time. On a smaller scale, your opportunity upon retirement is like the winner of a $50 million Powerball lottery jackpot. Earning a living no longer is your concern, so how do you want to spend your time? So long as you and your spouse remain healthy and your finances remain sound, the choice is entirely up to you. Here's one possibility. Spend 8 hours or more each day pursuing your favorite hobby, recreation like golf or fishing, or traveling around the world. But is this really all you want out of your senior years? After a while, that eighth hole at your country club will get pretty tedious, as will those elusive fish which you never seem to catch. Before too long, you'll run out of affordable travel destinations. Maybe the only ones left will be Afghanistan and Iraq, and I don't think you want to go there. I think most of us in our retirement years also want to give something back to others. Time and again in my book, A Midlife Challenge Wake Up, I emphasize that it's next to impossible to accomplish genuine and lasting midlife renewal if you concentrate solely upon personal happiness, upon gaining possessions, or even upon your own self-improvement. Once you begin to feel really positive about yourself and the future ahead, you will really want to bring others along. And I know I speak from experience. I can vouch for that, or else I wouldn't be recording this program. I'd probably be out taking a walk or maybe at the local neighborhood bar. After retirement, your daily activities need not generate income, but they must provide you with a sense of accomplishment, contentment, and satisfaction from being positive, active, and alive. Especially in the early years of retirement, it's generally best to strive for attainable short, medium, and longer-term goals. Once you get near the later years, maybe you'll just want to sit back and relax. Of course, it will all depend on your health and well-being at that time. It's important to live each day to the fullest, but never to lose sight of your positive vision of the future. How best can you plan for your retirement? Well, let's get down to where the rubber meets the road. And note, if you're married or have a life partner, this is an exercise for the two of you together. It doesn't make a lot of sense for you to plan your retirement and your spouse to plan his or her retirement and not coordinate efforts, or you're not going to work things out very well. Here are some steps to consider. Step one, consider then write down the primary goals you have for your post-retirement years. What oft-postponed lifetime ambitions might you strive to accomplish? Spell out your intended primary productive daily activity for your immediate post-retirement years. And that means to visualize fun yet productive activities which will both bring you satisfaction and at the same time will benefit others. How best can you contribute your talents and capabilities? These have been fine-tuned probably through 30 or more years of career and adult living, and you can have a great time while doing it. What volunteer causes will you support, and do you have the right talent to contribute? I may like the volunteer organizations like Habitat for Humanity, but I'm such a rotten carpenter that I wouldn't do them a lot of good if I went out there and volunteered on the job. On the other hand, I know how to start up small businesses, and I think I'd be very good as a consultant to start up minority entrepreneurs or people like that. So it all depends on what you're good at, what you should volunteer for. What kind of relationships will you seek with your kids and grandkids? How closely will you be involved in their lives? How closely do they want you involved in their lives? That's another key question. I think some grandparents may be around too much. And what do your children and grandchildren really want from you? Within your sphere of influence, who is most in need of your support and guidance, and how can you help them? What can you do to bring them along to their own brighter tomorrow? And now that you are no longer pursuing your career, how will you balance your relationships, recreation, personal and spiritual growth, and volunteer service to others? There's still never enough hours in the day if you have enough objectives in mind, so you need to balance. And one final question, what do you intend to leave behind as your legacy? What do you want friends and loved ones to fondly remember you for? That's such a crucial question because I think all of us want to feel like our lives made a difference in at least one other person's life while we're here on Earth. Here's a novel idea that we discussed on a program last fall. I had a guest who suggested preparing a fantasy obituary for the distant future, spelling out intended positive milestones and accomplishments you will make between now and then. I also have a chapter on that in my book. Here's step two. What retirement lifestyle do you cherish and how much will it cost? And by you, I mean you and your spouse, because you've got to get together on this. Do you intend to downsize and sell that large house where you raised your kids? Where will you live? Will you have one or two residences, maybe one for the summer and one for the winter, be one of those snowbirds? How many weeks a year do you plan to travel? How often will you eat out? How many cars and vans do you want to drive? What entertainment and special events do you cherish? At what age will you consider moving into a retirement community? How much will that cost, both in entry fee and in your monthly maintenance charges? And here's a warning, don't neglect to account for inflation. Even at the 2 to 3% per year where we're running now, it's still a factor, and it's more than likely to go up the way the government is printing money these days. Here's step three for your retirement planning. Map out your estimated retirement finances year by year. What is your cash flow going to be? I trust you will apply the principles of cash flow investing and risk management protection that our guests presented on our last two programs. That means save and invest now in instruments that guarantee tax advantage annual portfolio appreciation beginning now, and then they generate for certain minimum cash flows in each year of your retirement. You want to never depend upon stock market gains. You heard our guests comment on the dangers of the traditional 401ks and IRAs. We all know in recent years that this stock appreciation just hasn't happened, and protect your spouse and yourself against health care emergencies and probable long-term care needs. Most all of those will encounter long-term care needs at least once during our latter senior years. And remember, it costs probably $70,000 to $110,000 on average per person per year, depending on which part of the country you live in. With the right investment vehicles, plus your own savings discipline between now and retirement, and you can't let that lapse. You got to put the money away first before you take care of your pleasures. You can have a pretty clear focus on the cash flow that you will have to live on each year in your retirement, even into your 80s and 90s. And believe me, it makes a big difference if you know what your cash will be. Let's move on to step four. That's where you crunch the numbers. Will your retirement portfolio generate the annual cash flow you will need to fund your chosen lifestyle? Just like when you're planning your career moves, you may need to bend or scale back certain lifestyle objectives to match anticipated cash flows. And if necessary, factor in part-time employment if you want to do that, but only during hours of choice and only performing tasks you enjoy and admire. And the key here is you can be pretty certain of where you will stand financially so long as you follow the advice of our experts. And that applies regardless of whether your stocks go up and or down. And that's a huge advantage over near retirees who are dependent on fate and the friendly stock market. Step five, here's the final step. Begin your retirement savings and investment plan now, long before the actual retirement. Now is never too soon. Once your financing strategy is firmly in place and your assets are accumulating, you can approach retirement with calm anticipation. Launching successful stress-free retirement can be every bit as fulfilling, believe me, as launching a promising career or a new business venture. Make any financial sacrifices up front before you retire and then go for it. Here's the bottom line. As long as you and your spouse remain active and healthy, cooperating together, pursuing individual and common objectives, your senior years can be the best years of your life. The pressure is off. Your age of accomplishment and accumulation and child rearing is over. Now you can do what you really want to do with the rest of your life. This is your time for reflection, relaxation, personal growth, building lifelong relationships, volunteering for worthy causes, and just plain good old fun. It may be your first opportunity in years to broaden your personal horizons and accept new challenges strictly for the fun of it. You can dedicate sufficient time and energy to hobbies and avocations which you most admire. You can express gratitude every day for your blessings and give time and energy back to God, your family, and your community. And that's a great situation to be in, believe me. A most essential ingredient for a joyful and productive retirement, you must continue to believe in yourself and behave like a person who matters and who can make a difference. Just because you're retired from your job does not mean you're retired from life. Promise yourself every morning that you will accomplish at least one project or lighten the load for at least one other person in your sphere of influence. As a relaxed, adventuresome, and fun-loving retiree, you will draw positive, like-minded individuals to you like a magnet. And I will absolutely promise that you will have more than enough to do throughout all the years when you're up to it physically and mentally. As a final reminder, with the right attitude, you have nothing to fear from growing old. Obviously, as we grow older, the possibility increases of a major health issue, but worrying about your health only contributes to making it worse. So pursue a healthy diet and exercise regimen as long as you can, and then let nature take its course. Rather than fretting over growing old, aging should encourage you to cherish each day as it comes. Plan your retirement finances to cover 25 or 30 years, but then live each day as if it were your last and live that day to the max. No matter what your age or physical condition, with a positive attitude, you can inspire others just by your presence. Regardless of age and physical condition, late in retirement, each of us can look forward to one final glorious transition. If, like me, you believe in an eternal soul and are in harmony with creation, you can be confident of life after death beyond your fondest expectations. Our finite minds can't even begin to envision the infinite possibilities. But well before we cross over, after we retire, you and I have a lot of joyful and purposeful living to do. Before we move on to today's guest, I'd like to invite all of you to preview my book on middle age renewal, A Midlife Challenge Wake Up. My book presents a comprehensive roadmap each step of the way to positively recharging your life at midstream. It also covers each of the six R's of midlife renewal, including many other transitions and factors, and that includes plans for your retirement. To preview my book, go to Amazon.com or go to our website, www.middleagerenewal.com. Once again, the name of that book is A Midlife Challenge Wake Up by Roy C. Richards. And I have a second book you may want to preview as well, Wake Up Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines, which talks about renewal and recharging of lagging organizations and companies. If you visit my website, I'll send you a free gift, so do that just for the freebie, if for nothing else. Next week, we'll move on to the third R of midlife renewal, recharging your small business and your career. But before we go, I want to introduce you to our recommended website of the week. Well, continuing our feature of introducing you to websites of interest to those of us at middle age, today I highly recommend the site SoundsTrue.com. Frankly, this site is so loaded with good stuff that it's tough to take it all in. The site's sponsor, Sounds True, Inc., has been around since 1985, and their stated mission is disseminating spiritual wisdom by providing valuable content that is freely available to anyone with access to the Internet. And what especially attracted me to their website was an annual festival they hold titled the Wake Up Festival. The next one is August 2013, and that's right in line with the title of my first book, A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up. And our guest today is Tammy Simon. She's founder and publisher. Hello, Tammy, and welcome to our program.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for inviting me to join you.
Well, tell listeners briefly about some of the types of resources that you offer through your website, www.soundstrue.com.
Well, as you mentioned, we have many free resources, including a podcast series that I host, and so those are hour-long interviews with different spiritual teachers and neuroscientists and energy healers and many different kinds of visionaries and luminaries who are sharing some of the core discoveries that they've made in their life.
Yeah, I noticed you had about four podcasts listed for each week. You have a number of different ones that are available.
Yeah, there's the hour-long featured podcast, and then we also have something that we call a good minute. And a good minute is simply 1 minute, usually delivered on video, that is an inspirational thought that will turn your mind to something uplifting. And
yeah, I love that
really
kind of thing.
Yeah. And then we also feature something that we call producer's picks. And what that is, it's an excerpt from one of the programs that we're publishing. So at Sounds True, we publish spoken word audio teaching programs. We have a line of healing music, instructional videos. We also publish books, online courses. And as you mentioned, we also host an annual in-person event.
Yeah.
And our producer's pick series is when we go into a program that we've published as an audio lecture series, and we pick out a 10-minute section that we think is really a section of the program that was a highlight, a true highlight in the recording process.
Well, that's great. A lot of your offerings I know are free, but you also offer an online membership program. And tell our listeners what the benefits of the membership is and how does someone join.
Sure. It's called Direct Access. And so at this point, Sounds True has published just under 1,000 titles in all of the different formats that I mentioned, audio, video, book, music, online courses. And when you become a member of Direct Access at the free level, so you can have a free annual membership, you simply have access to all of the content that I just described.
Yeah.
But then as a premium member, you can purchase programs at a discount.
And
so it's a significant discount. It's kind of like a buyer's club.
Kind of like Sam's Club.
Yeah, exactly. And then as an enhanced member, you get to try one of our online courses, many of which retail for $100. And it's a chance to interact online with an author where you get your questions actually answered. So at the premium level, you also get access to a free online course.
Well, your site isn't specifically designed for individuals of middle age, but please tell us why mindful living is especially appropriate for women and men over age 45, because I really think it ties right into what we're trying to do on our program.
Sure. Well, honestly, I think people of any age can benefit from mindful living. And I think, you know, this term mindful and practicing mindfulness, it's a term that's starting to be introduced widely into the culture. And what it means is to slow down, to connect with whatever is actually happening in the moment. So we're not busy looking into the future, what might happen, or perseverating and worrying about what's happened in the past, which we have no control over, but we're actually making the most of the moment right in front of us with a
such an ideal time at middle age, because you know, hopefully most, a lot of us have outgrown the immediate needs of raising young children or climbing the ladder in our career, and it's time to move beyond ourselves and get out and look at what else is in there and look at our spiritual nature and all those things that you touch on. And I think that's why I think it's such an ideal website for people of middle age.
Yeah, I think that once we reach middle age, we know that all we have are the moments, each moment.
Yeah.
That's all we get, really, in our life. And they're so valuable. And we don't want to waste a single one. And I think learning to center ourselves in the present moment, it's a skill, and we can learn how to do that.
Yeah, and I also like the emphasis. One of the topics you have on your website is self-empowerment, which I think it's so important that we become the artist of our own day, as one of our guests puts it, or as I often put it, CEO of you, so that you're in charge of your own destiny, because I think that's such a key also.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% that it's really taking responsibility for this moment, this actual moment right here, that we can make it really one of love, ultimately.
Yeah. Tell us about a subject that's close to my heart, and that's your annual Wake Up Festival in August 14th through 18th in Estes Park. And I mentioned the name that ties in with my book, but also you're holding it as one of my favorite places in the world. That's the YMCA, the Rockies Conference Center, and I worked there for 2 summers during my college days, cleaning cabins, digging ditches, and honey dipping, which is what we call picking up the garbage. But it's a very inspirational place. And tell people a little about that conference.
Sure.
And what
well,
about.
Roy, you're going to have to come visit us at one of our Wake Up festivals and join us. That would be great to have you.
I would love to do that.
And so it's a 5-day experience of transformation, and it's an immersion into what we've just been talking about, being present, taking responsibility for our lives, opening our hearts, and connecting with other people. And so we have over 30 different spiritual teachers, psychologists, energy healers, and also musicians and dancers and performers and poets and nonfiction writers and fiction writers, 30 different teachers that will be joining us, and over 1,000 attendees. And the idea is to explore this phenomenon of awakening or valuing each present moment, to explore it from as many different perspectives as possible, to show that there's not one tradition or one profession that has a corner on awakening.
No, there's not one way to a spiritual awakening. Everyone has
exactly.
their own path.
Exactly. And that's really what we're celebrating, and we're wanting to make all of these riches and different doorways available to as many people as possible.
Can someone sign up for that, your festival now, or is it too
they
early?
They can sign up right now. No, we're ready to go. In fact, we already have several hundred people registered.
Oh.
And the website for that is wakeupfestival.com.
Oh, I see. You have a separate website for that.
We do.
Oh.
You can also get there through the Sounds True website, but you can also go directly just by typing in wakeupfestival.com.
Yeah. Anyone that registers for that, I know it's a very enlightening and wonderful experience, but if you do nothing else while you're there, just sit on the porch of that main building and rock back and forth in the rocking chair and look out at the Mummy Range mountains in the distance. That's very inspiring in itself, just the location of that. But
yeah, you're right. I mean, we very intentionally chose a place where it wouldn't be like gathering in a hotel or something like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But we really wanted people's interior transformative process to be supported by the earth, by the natural landscape, knowing
yeah.
that when we open our connection to the power of nature, that in and of itself helps us release things that need to be released and
yeah.
open our hearts further.
And give us that website once again. Your
primary. It's wakeupfestival.com.
Yeah. But your primary website.
And our primary website is soundstrue.com.
Well, I would highly recommend that. Like I said, it just takes a while to just get your arms around everything that's offered. They have all kinds of books and audios and other download on a very wide variety of topics that are certainly of interest to people of middle age. And we thank you very much, Tammy, for joining us today. And good luck with your festival and with your message that you're spreading around across the globe.
Thank you so much, Roy. God bless you.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.